I have.
Thank you. Rabotai, a few notes before we begin. Lucy. Number one, he mentioned the Rambam seems to say that there is a din with respect to the issue of shaving, of haircuts, yiluach, tzoret. He mentions it twice. Strange Rambam. He mentions the issue of tzoret when he lists all the issurim which apply during Shiva. That's in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. And the first one also the Saper. Then that's in Perek Aloch Aleph. In Perek Vav, Aloch Aleph, which is very sofrim, is available to Shloshim. What are the five things of Shloshim? Tisporet, Giyot, Nisuin, Simchas, Bereas, Tolelech, Viskorim, Medina, Medina. Five things in total. The obvious question is, why is he mentioned Tisporet twice? He mentions Tisporet in Shiva, and he mentions Tisporet again by Shloshim. You'll say, oh, because he mentions all of them twice. Not so. All the other Yisurei Shloshim, which obviously apply during Shiva as well, the Kal V'chomer, are not mentioned when he lists them in Perek Hey, Halach Aleph. None of them. Not Yud, not Nisuin, not Simchas Mereyes, not Leilach V'skor. None of them is mentioned. The question, the obvious question is why. So, I didn't suggest a pshat like this. I think it's a very good pshat. Even more striking, when the Rambam, this is halacha l'maisa, when there was a theory, but, well, it's also not really the maisa, but somewhat the maisa. When the Rambam lists the 11 things which are awesome in a Torah by an Ovel, he omits these other four things. So, such important matters as Giyus, Nisuin, are not found, Simchas Mereyes, are not found in the list of 11 which are Asim and Atorah on the first day of Avela. Therefore, straight reading the Rambam yields to an amazing conclusion that in fact they're not Asim and Atorah at all. They're not Isurim and Atorah. Just not. They weren't mentioned here. Oh. To which I add, if you look carefully in the Gemara and the Tezvav, which gives you all the various Yalfusas, although they're all Asmachas, the Rambam felt it important enough to actually list them all off in Terekei, Minayin, we saw the Gemara Tezvav. You will not find these four things there either, unless I missed them. I didn't see Giyut, Nisuin, Simchas Mereyes, and Leilach V'skor. I didn't see them in that Tezvav. It's a long list. I missed something. I didn't see it. And therefore, since it's a long list, includes all of the rites and omits these, apparently they're talking not the rites. If so, we could say like this. Rambam's lesson is Elu Dvarim Shavu Osram Yom Hashrishim in Atorah Uveshar Shemitzalam Medivreim, which means that in effect the Shiva is an extension of the Rabbanadik extension of the Yom Rishon Darais. This is an important point for a later day that we're going to discuss. That the definition of Shiva is that whatever the Torah said is one day, the Chazal extended for 7 days, for a total of 7 days. So the Meili understand very well. Tisporas also midoraita on day one. You have to say Tisporas is an Isur of Shiva. Tisporas, in addition to that, has an additional level of being one of the Isur Shlosh. So Tisporas, in effect, has Tvei Dinim, right? It is a Din Doraita on day one, which is extended to day seven. That's in Torah K. And it's also, because it goes beyond, so Shloshim has to be included in Shloshim. That's why it's mentioned twice. This, of course, we've already said before. I quote you from the Sefer Divrei Sofim. He wants to say that it's relevant to the Hefter of an Eishes Ish to involve itself in Tisporas V'Yachas Shiva, even though it's an Easter of Shloshim, what's the difference before or after? No, could be it makes a difference. I wanted to say, that's not a riot, it's just a question of how to till the hair is disheveled, so then it's the Torah. We say, no, it's an actual din. And I have further proof to this Yisod, that's a real din from a Dak emotion. Not up to it yet, we'll get to it. It's a Matav Kuf Memchet Narachayim. We'll get to it. And I've proved to the original Yisod that 7 is considered an extension of day 1 from a Chuvat Maimon to Melchof. Again, we'll get to it. So the Yisod we have, this thing puts it together. That's our number 1 for today. Our number 2 has to do with, I had left with a question yesterday, and the the chevra, the tamidim, came up not only with one shot, but actually two shot. Well, I don't know if you can say tov and half, but I want to mention to you, we had a shverer mechaber. We didn't know what to do with him. The mechaber in Simon Shin Pei, Sifchov, Gimel Chav, Dal Chav, the last Sifim, it just doesn't fit. For those who haven't shown off, please open it up and see what exactly what he said. And then we'll try to figure it out. Okay, you ever had Shin Pei, Sifchov, Gimel Chav, Dal Chav, Hei? The very end, the long simon, the last 25 simon, the last three simon, and it's a very long simon. After we finish, we'll go back to the early part of the simon. So the Mechaber wrote, what I put in Chafei for, because Chafei has the word Shloshim in it. First time Shloshim appears in Chafei. Therefore, quite clear that Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dal are not Shloshim. Ah, you'll have to get caught, it's impossible. Because of Yosef Karo himself, in his last version of the Beit Yosef, which he called the Bezek HaBayit, which he wrote the Sof Yomov, as he wrote the Kesef Mishnah of the Sof Yomov, after he finished the Beit Yosef, and after he finished Shulchan Aruch, he wrote his later work. There he's a Rambam fan, and he wants to say that even the earlier Sif is Bishloshet. That's true. That he says, but he never corrected the Shulchan Aruch. He finds it elsewhere. But he says in Beis Yosef, and he passed the Shulchan Aruch on that basis. And although he seems to have changed his mind in the Kesef Mishnah and or the Berakah Bayis, the Shulchan Aruch remained. Okay, that's just a point. So therefore, it's talking about Shiva. So the big problem becomes Shiva. Shiva? So what are we saying over here? I'll call our Mason. The Mechaber says, Rosa Lamait Asik Sparam Uteras, Rosa Mondover Ovid Yamait, Rosa Enema Mait, Ovidimo Yamait. Okay? So what's the din? It's the before Shigamar. Before Shigamar, the Gemara said Dover Ovid. This book Yosef has 2 days about this. Is it Dover Ovid or not? What does that depend upon? Well, the Prakmatia's also. The Prakmatia's also, which is the Mechaba Pastin in Siv Gimel, like the Ramba, then it must be limited to Dover Ovid. It's been Luka Yosef for the one day, as the person called Zion say. Had it not been for the Rambam, he could have said it's referring to all Sorah. There's no use of Sorah whatsoever. Actually, this is one opinion in the Luka Yosef. Fine. But assuming that the base does, it calls both the Luka Yosef, both days. Who P with Shane Iker, the Dover Ovid, Shakon is Bar, the Simon Zed, the Osir the Sorah. That's before he gets to the Berger Bay. That's what he says. This is Sakon the Mechaber. You understand again very well. Okay, it's limited to Dover HaOved. Everything's fine and good. With me so far? So we went from Chafei, back to Chaf Dalet, now Chaf Gimel. That's where the problem starts. What's Chaf Gimel? Aholos and Malkam and Malkam, the star of Hashem and Shmuel. What? Who? Who is this? On other level, what? What Shmuel did he hear? What did he hear? Shulchan Aruch goes on, and Yochel the Maish, the last of Shem Esik, both of Yim, Mutter, Yim Lav, and
or Shah Crow. What's the case? What is the case? What is the case? Oh. So here, the Sefer Divrei Sofrim felt compelled to understand and talk about other Vimo. Now, the truth is, in this he followed the case of Mishnah Sals in the Rambam. But he called that yesterday, the order was reversed, and there's no dream of other Vimo yet. Very difficult. So other Shem, very difficult to assume it's other Vimah. Very shver. Nope. So it's LMI, you say it's not other Vimah. Nope, not other Vimah. What did it say? If it's Dover or Oved, right, where Prakmatia is permissible, so what's in a Mamayit? So there's no need to be Mamayit. There's no need to be Mamayit. So again, what's going on? If it's not Dover or Oved, he has to call Sif Gimel completely. If it is Dover or Oved, and it's talking about Shah Krov and the Parshas, so why be Mamayit? Why?
That was the kasha we had yesterday. A meridika kasha. I had no tarot yesterday. Oh, so the Talmidim suggested, I think it's Ezzy's suggestion. Who else was your partner? Your partner. Someone else was someone I forgot who it was already. That the Makara passed like Tarsus. Why didn't I think of this? Because it's Beis Yosef. We had a close to Tarsus. And usually he follows the Beis Yosef. What a Tarsus. We never read it yesterday in Shia. Chof Zion Amud Aleph. The top Tarsus. Chof Zion Amud Aleph. Tarsus to Pshatim. First God. Chocham Ma'ev of Avimo. Which is the holy Pederech. He tirulo shir gal galimoyim imen yochel amayit. To be shameis imen amayit klal imen arosa. Alright? So on the contrary, it's a dispensation. Holech Pederech produces a kula. Right? That's how that's very sovereign man chat. So much of Avimo. You can chosham in a favor of the Mechab. Let's see the next seven thoughts. We marry hocham b'shameis imen. Sarach lomo lehepe. Holech Pederech v'en anoag avelus kokach. Umisnachan Yoser, Osu Laharbo, Seisko, Yoser, Me Oso, Shayoshi, Vivesa, Vena Misnachain. Wow, what a shot. To the contrary, Holech Pederech is a chumra. What do you mean it leads to a chumra? The guy's not sitting home, he's not sitting shiv at home. He's on the road. Look, everyone knows you're on the road, you're not thinking so much about your avelus. Because you're on the road, and not thinking so much about your avelus, the Chazal imposed a chumra upon him. That are those talking about Dover Ave? Nonetheless, and Shar Mason, Dover Ave does not require to be Mamayit, but he's on the road, they impose this limitation to be Mamayit, and the Lord shouldn't forget about Avelos completely. This being the case of Shad and Tos in the Shulchan Aruch too. We're assuming that when the Mechaber said in Chavdalit, Gorb would tell us if we could go in Dover Ave, that's what we're talking about. Chav Gimel is also talking about Dover Ave, although it's not explicit. We're talking about Dover Ave. Oh, now Dover Ave in Chav Dalet it says Shamesim Rotsa Enem Amayit, do whatever you want. But that's what he's saying at home. Chav Gimel is Holech Limokom Lamokom Esora Demomach Meranim, and they say you have to be Amayit even by Shamesim, even by Dover Ave. That's the pshat. This. Having been said, I wanted to suggest Pshat and Rambam this way on the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel. What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Siv Gimel? Kishem shu asur b'asiyas malacha, kachu asur lisav lisein b'skora. Look what he had. V'leilach m'mdina l'mdina b'skora. What are you waiting? What's he adding over here? V'leilach m'mdina l'mdina b'skora. What's the Rambam Shulchan Aruch? What are they adding over here? This could be the answer. That there were machmir more by someone who talks about m'mdina l'mdina not k'mina f'davar ha'avei. That Dover Aved by staying at home, so the Shah Mason ain't a Mamayit, but if he's Holech Mimdina Zil the Torah, has to be Mamayit anyway. That could be shot over here. I didn't say so, the Favorish in the Mechaba, they didn't even quote it from Tarsus. Well, it could be that the Shah was in the Nimukay Yosef, although they didn't quite spell it out, since the Gemara did say Holech Mimakom Mimakom, so. That should be Lechora a relevant consideration. Don't suggest lump shot. No, it just happens to be that case. No difference. But the Pashas is not that way. Either way, it's more of a kula, some of the emo, which is also the first shot, or fakir. It's more of a chumra by Shamaitim. It's only, it doesn't say all of the emo here. It must be Shamaitim. It must be next to chumra. And that's presumably what the base Nebuke Yosef means, although he doesn't say it. What the base also means, although he doesn't say it. This is the shot which one could suggest. The second pshat was interpreted as no. Uch typical Gil means to say is the same as he says in Chavdalet. What's that? Dover Ovid is Mutter, and Dover Shein Ovid is Oster. That's all it means. But what is Dover Ovid? What's not Dover Ovid? That's what the Shulchan Aruch is explaining to us. That's what the Gemara in Chavdalet is explaining to us. Again, what happens in Yochol and Maish, the last of Shemesh will also hear. Mutter. That'll be a case of Dover Shein Ovid. So don't do it. Vim Lat. What does that mean? It's a Dov Ravid. What's the name of Dov Ravid? Shilo Yikta Bel Seir Lo Yimta. Yeah? So Yikta the Tzorach Adel, Tzorach Shilu Chaim, Ot Ud Vash Chaim Nefesh, which can fit under the category of Dov Ravid. That was the second suggestion. Maybe not so glad, but a suggestion was made. Yes?
Sorry, the word Mutal sounds like it's a terrible, but according to the Tzorach, it's not to be,
All right.
That's in general a question, but okay, I hear. Good question. I want to get to today's shiur. I'm just bringing these points to your attention. This is the relating to previous shiur. Okay, Rabbi. Now we're going to go back to the Shulchan Aruch earlier, much earlier, in Siman Shintei, to resume an analysis of the halachas of Malacha for an Avel. And as I said to you already yesterday, large chunks of this analysis is not based upon here the third parak, but rather upon the second parak. Let's take a look over here in the Rosh. We were there already yesterday. Let's look at it again in Parak Beis Siman Dalet. We'll up with the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. Parak Beis Siman Dalet. We already pointed out to Rush's point yesterday, why is it that Dover Ovid is Usur, the Ovid, why is it more common than Kalamayit? Let's read it again. It's about the 10th line of the second column, page 62. Vada Machmarin and Fay, the Ovid, need the Kalamayit. Why, says the Rush, are we more Machmar and Ovid the Kalamayit? The Ovid also asked for the Dover Ovid the Atma, after Isa Malacha, the Ovid Aslachu Akra, the Divrei Kabbalah. This is the rush. And what will happen with Eif Shai Deacherim? Is that told for? Should be better. That's what the Rambam says over here in Siman Shin Pei. Sif Hey. Well, it starts Siv Dalet. I feel Dover Avad Asav Alasav. Okay? Then it says, hey, Asav Alasav 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 Elam came to Dover Avad. Says Ramah, Via Shomrim, Siyam Lo Yuchal Alasav Alasav with Dover Avad, Musa Lo Alasav Avad, Biyatmo. That's the Machlokas HaTanoim, that's the Machlokas HaAmoroim, Machlokas HaRishonim, and HaTapaskin. Right? The Mechaber says it's Asur. That's the Rif, the Rambam and the Maharam quoted in Ennis and Aleph. The Ramah is Mekil, like the Ramban and the Rosh. The Machlokas. The Machlokas. Those who ask why they answer it, the Bach explains why they answer it. They answer it because we're afraid he's going to forget his Avelis. And it's kind of a Chumah, he's going to forget his Avelis, something which is irrelevant in the area of Kalamoid. And therefore the Machmer more on Avelis. But the Kalamayim, not that the Rosh explained, could you do to somebody else. If the Rosh is right, which he taught so, it should be mutter to do yourself to somebody else. But these Gedolei Rishonim Beis and Tanoim, who say, it's also even if you cannot find someone else, have a different reason why Avelis is more chomer than Moed. What's the reason? Says the Bach, we're afraid you're going to forget the Avelis. That's the Bach's reason. Hurts your base is a different reason. The opposite of the Rosh. Hurts your base of an Aleph says like this. Tosha says, no. He said like this, Dvara mutam b'chol ha-shamoid, asubi me'evlo, da'havi da'oraisa, okay, ain't da'oraisa, ava b'moed akilu. Whoa. It's exactly the opposite of the rush. He says, "Fakir, Avelis is Doraisa, Okein Doraisa, and Cholamayit is Rabbanan." He says, "Machlekes and both." He says exactly the opposite of the rush. The Tosis, and therefore, come to the conclusion that that's the reason why we're more machmir on Cholamayit on Avelis rather than on Cholamayit. Yet others say, "No, it's based upon the Gemara Tetz Zvot." It's quoted by the Divrei Sofer Chov Dalit. He said, "Vafachti chagechem le'evel," that we equate Avelus to Chag, to Yontif itself, and not to Kalamayit. On Yontif itself, of course, Dover Aved is also. Those who disagree say, no. It's just a matter of how many days. So, Fatih Chagechel Eva to write that we have Avelus in 7 days, and Shavuot is one day, Shavuot Rechoka, and the whole Sugya in the Gemara. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, part of it is Yontif. You're right. Okay. Good. Correct. Let's go further, a little further. The Rosh's Lashon, according to the Emek Dover, the Kotan Sam of Dalit, is that after 3 days, if it's a Dover or Aved,
you could do it by yourself, even though it will be called Efsher Ayadei Acherim. How do you know? Because the Brice of Chof Aleph from the days, which makes a distinction between the first 3 days and the remaining 4 days, is referring to Efsher Ayadei Acher. And yet we say that when they're mati, again, after 3 days are over, sounds like it's Mutter himself, also Batsina, and it's referring to a case of Efsher Ayadei Acher. What do you mean Efsher Ayadei Acher? So I think what he means is that the Rush is of the opinion, the Rush says that, look, you can be misparnes minat staka. We discussed that before. You can be misparnes minat staka. So only have misparnes minat staka and have a skufa. He needs on the kufa shul staka. So efshar ayadei acher, I mean, not in the sense that he's going to get do someone else is going to do the malacha, but someone else will in fact support him. This is Shita's Harosh. The post game seems to say that it's awesome. Pashtus, after 3 days, the Efsher Ayadei Acher, they say, let someone else do it. You shouldn't do it. And that's the mashmaos of the Ravid. Because the Ravid writes, Rabbi Osai, that the Bryce says, Efsher Ayadei Acher. He doesn't consider going to stuff as an option. Okay? And therefore he passes, if you recall, against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? Because, and what's the proof? Take a look here. Parent Beis Simon Aleph. He quotes our Gemara, Chof Aleph Medeis. This is a preface, Chof Aleph Medeis. Avo Shoshem Rishonim, Osu Masiyas Malacha, Afil Onei HaMitzpanis Menat Tocha, Venucha Aveda Gedola Me Aveda Tgufo, Ava Mishlosha Ve'elech, Vane Mutzpanis Malacha Betzineh, Bedav Ravid, etc. So he's saying over here, that even if it's impossible to get somebody else, it's still going to be Osu, because it's considered to be the equivalent of Iyav Shardei Acher. And therefore, if you're mati after 3 days, it's only when efsher ayadei acher against the rush. The rush pasuk of Shimon ben Gamliel, as he says the Ramah and Sifei, and therefore after 3 days is mutter, even by efsher ayadei acher. All this fits in with the cheshbon is how we pasken lahaloch. Fine. It's an interesting chumra which the Gemara has found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Siv Dalet. Based on the Gemara we just had. I feel the Dov Rabbi Asbas of Asmo, Bain Hu, Bain Avada Vishikosav, Ubonav, Uvnosav, Shemasi, Adeim, Shalom. If someone whose earnings go to me automatically does the work, it's considered as if I did it. It's considered as if I did it, right? I did it. I mean, I did it. I didn't do it myself. I had my slave labor or my child labor do it for me. So, the purposes of this din is considered as if I did it myself. This, of course, conveys an impression that Isha Malacha is more work profit oriented than Lama Tes Malacha oriented. But that's what it says. Fine. What about a child who was over bar or bas mitzvah? So there's some of such individuals in this room, right, who have been supported by their father. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mas Yadehem belong to the father. That's also included in this issue. What about a wife? So, we all know the psak that there's a takana, of mizonos and mas yadeh. The husband supports the wife, and the wife's earnings go to the husband. And therefore, this being the case, so the wife also is included in the issue for the equivalent of either absolutely. The only way out of it, he quotes in the Vesophus of Kod Lamed, he should be mochel her masya deo for that week. Honey, keep your earnings for this week. So if he's mochel her masya deo, so then it's not considered as he did it himself. It's a quote from the Das Kedoshim. The problem, of course, becomes who knows this? Who's going to realize this? Who knows about this mechila? It's a problem of the Farhesya, of kind of a Maris Ayin. So the Emek Zavah says, you know what? That's true if the wife is sewing or something like that. The job is sewing. So he gets the impression that she's really working for him. He has a whole, you know, there's a whole factory, sweatshop. I don't know what he has. And his wife is sweating away and sewing away as well. All right. But what happens if the wife is teaching in the public school? Or she's a lawyer or a doctor? No one thinks she's working for him. So
whether he deserves her earnings or not, he does deserve her earnings. But if he's, in effect, merchel the earnings, so the oilam out there doesn't recognize, doesn't know all these niceties that she's working as a lawyer and the master go to him. And therefore, if he's merchel the master, so the point of fact, the master are not his. And in terms of the perception out there, it's also not directly his, then we can be maker. That's what he's talking. Okay, Sipay. Very important child over here. Sipay. What does it say? Dover Aved, we said, is mutter. Okay? In some cases. What about a Dover Aved? Not Aved for me, but Aved for somebody else. I won't lose. The Makabas lesson was also last the Melachle the Acherim, Elam Kelu Dover Aved. So the Pisket Shuvah says, what does that mean? What does that mean if it's a davar aved for somebody else? Davar aved, I feel the acher mutzer aved lasso. If it's going to be aved for somebody else, you can also do it. If it's going to be aved for you, aved for somebody else, we can be makel as well. Rabbi Kivek, what's from the Chof Matodim? So the acher yesh inyan davar aved, Bena Moshe Polam Lachla Rak Ovel, Ayin B'chayot, Chok Masada, B'kutish Matzemes Moshe, B'tzidei L'Hokil. He's Masada, he thinks, not sure, it should be Mutter. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? You got it from the Rosh, end of Simen, Dalit. Take a look, Rabosai. The Rosh, end of Simen, Dalit. The Evshar, the last narrow line there. Shagan L'Pirish Arayvizal, Hu Mutter, Kevin Shasadu Shal Acher, right? Ains and Nikra Meleches Ha'avel. And the mashmos over there is that an Oris, a sharecropper, could work for somebody else, right? Why? What's the heter? Heter is, it's Dover Ha'avet. Not for me. It's Dover Aved for the Heter being for the owner. That's what the Pesach Shiva seems to say. Rabbi Kivek, Lotz Chok Matan, and quotes the Rosh. Comes on the Chazon Ish, at the end in Orach Chaim, Simon Kufla, and Hayes, it's not true. Dover Aved is only Aved for the person himself. That's called a Dover Aved. What's the Heter over here? What's the Takav Shad Chazon Ish? What's the full Heter of the details? What's the Machlekes Pesach Shiva Chazon Ish? Pisca Shiva learns Dov Aved. You know what the heter is? Chasa Torah Mamona Shal Yisrael. So the mail, what's the difference if it's A's money or B's money? As long as it's Yid's money, this is the halacha Rachmanis. Dov Aved is what? What's Pshat Chazon Ish? Suggest the divrei Sofrim? No. If the Avel knows he's losing a portion every minute, what's the point of forbidding him from working? The whole reason why an Avel shouldn't work, it shouldn't be Masiyah Das and the Avelis and focus on the Avelis. But we're always thinking about every minute another $10 and $100 and $1,000. He's not thinking about the Avelis at all. Better let it work. He'll work, he'll finish the work. He'll think about the Avelis. Practical consideration. If that's the case, it's only true by the Avelis of the person, by the loss of the person himself, which preoccupies his mind. Someone else has lost the, if you be the Chabad Chaim, someone else has lost the preoccupied mind the same as his own loss. But the world is not all made of the Chabad Chaim. To the mail of it, someone else is lost, he'll be able to think about his own availability. So there's no cooler. That's what the suggest shot in the Chazon Ish. Fine. Oh, so where does this come up? It's in Sif Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. In Ma'avalu Oris the Sodah Shel Acherim Lo Yavalu Biatmo, but the Acherim is Mutter. Okay, and that halacha. That's what where all the Yiturim come from. So Rashi explains, in certain cases you can work. We should say that the violin sharina, right? We should say that the violin sharina, that someone else will do the work, even though the artist is an oval. Sounds like dover ha'aved of somebody else. No, the first of mechaber. It's really not a mechaber. That lesson comes from Rashi on the wrist. Rashi on the wrist on this din explains. That's a quotation of that Rashi. So the question, what do the words mean in Rashi? So we read the words to mean that Dover Aved of somebody else is considered in the category
of Dover Ha'abes. No. So it sounds like to me, says the Chazanish, no, that's not the Pshat. So what about the Pshat in the Rashi? Like this. Look, he's a worker. He's an Oris. He entered into a contract. He is Meshubid Rabotai. He has an obligation, a financial obligation, a halakha obligation based upon a pre-existing commitment to this somebody else. That's the Pshat. Now, we therefore allow him to get someone else to work in his stead to till the soil. And if it's a matter of, if you look at the sugya of chamarim and gamalim, of camel driving camels and or donkeys, we allow him to do it himself. Why? Well, let someone else take over. Look, my donkey, my camel will stop right over here, and we'll now transfer another donkey or camel. That's kind of an issue. Yes, true, we can do it, maybe, but that means I have to take all the loads. You might download, what download means in computers, but download donkey A and put it up on, and load up donkey B. That itself is a tremendous hassle. It's not like a field. One guy stops, one guy picks up the shovel and starts shoveling. Here it's a whole ASIC to download and put on. It's wild. It's also very difficult to find another donkey or camel in the middle of the desert somewhere. Who knows where they're walking? By a few, it's not so difficult. In any event, one could argue, even according to Chazon Ish, so what happens if there's simply nobody else who can do the job? The guy's a computer. He's a computer whiz. And he can't, well, let someone else do it. He doesn't have his whiz kite. He doesn't have the expertise to be able to fix the problem. Because it would be mutter. So what's the machloikas chazon ish? So here's the case. The person's a computer whiz, but he never signed a contract with the other guy. He's not under contract. The guy comes to call and avails. Hello? Yes? I hear you're the computer whiz in town. All right. I have a major computer problem. It's not fixed today. I'm losing $1 million. Sorry. I'm sorry. Is it an avail? Can't go. So, but it's a davar aveh. My rabbi told me it's all davar aveh. He says, yeah, but my rabbi Chazon Ish says, that it doesn't apply to someone else's loss. I'm sorry. If it's a mile, it's a chill, it's differently. Okay. That's what my book was supposed to come in. We're not under any contract in advance. When the loss of someone else is included in the cooler of Dover Ha'aveh. So now we have the famous Aruch HaShulchan. Can you pass me through the Aruch HaShulchan on that file? I want to read it to you in Sivvav. Very important Aruch HaShulchan. What if a person employs workers and he has to pay the workers no matter what? They're not going to say that the bosses in Avelis will forego our wages for this week. Are you crazy? They have to support their own families. They're the bosses in Avelis. Who cares? Said the Pitzchay, said the Aruch HaShulchan, Tivav, the Baal Malacha, Amazik Polin, who Mishalem Lahem Yichol Lassus the Malach from the Beso. Why? Ein Lecha Dover Ha'oved Yosim Yizeh, She Mishalem Lahem Yikisa, Bat Kol Yom. That's Hefzit Gomor. You have to pay him out-of-pocket expenses. Even if he's a rich man, it doesn't make a difference. The Chaynir Lahoros is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. Of course, this is relevant. Whenever we discuss Dover Aveh, it's relevant not only for Hilchas Aveh, which we're learning now, also for Hilchas Kalamai, right? So the same concept exists of Dover Aveh. But if you, I don't know if you saw yet the Share Tshuva in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph does not seem to be in concurrence with this Aruch HaShulchan. Again, in describing what's called Dover HaAved and what isn't, the very beginning of Taklaz says the Share Tshuva, Ein lahatik from b'chalamoy, af yesh l'polim, shepasuk l'mskarim kavua, bein en yelo pula, bein en lo yelo, lo mikri Dover HaAved b'shvil, shemabit skar polim, me'acha shemolechas atfus atmein a Dover HaAved. It's not obvious, it's the printing itself. It's only a side point. You're paying workers. That's what he says. The argument is the Aruch HaShulchan. The very basic machlokes about that. And this is the Aruch HaShulchan. I think Rolf Postum agree with the Aruch HaShulchan nowadays. Oh, fine. Let's go on about that. We're still in Tifei in the Ramah. We haven't gone past it yet. What did Ramah say in Tifei? Again. What is the Rosh's own hakra? Will the Akash who has in Meruba. It's a typical Ramah compromise. What's the pshat? We explained before. The Mechaber opposite. Right? The Mechaber has no kula. Right? Only his only matter, the Dover of it, Adei Acherim. Never matter any Adei Atma. That's the Mechaber. Right? That's the Riz, the Rambam, the Raivid, the Maram. They're not matter anything. Okay? But, so the Mukhe Yosef added, you need to grant the Raivid. What was the Raivid's Raya? The Raivid's Raya in Siman Aleph was for the first 3 days. Says in the Mukhe Yosef that beyond the first 3 days, even according to the Raivid, it should be Mutter. So therefore, Dr. Moshe, he said that Hamekil lo hifted, because Allah could be Hamekil be'ovel, u'befrat liach ha'shlosh. Those who rely upon the Rosh and the Ramban, okay. Surely after 3 days, even according to the Raivid with his Raya, it should be Mutter. So therefore, based on that, what did he write over here? He made Akhra. First, after 3 days, he says, you can be Maker. Even within the first, because even according to the Raivid, with the Raya of the Raivid, it should be Mutter. As it's pointed out by the Nebuka Yosef. Within the first 3 days, where the Raivid is not on your team anymore, then you can only be Maker, based upon the Ramban and the Rosh. They have said Meruba. That's not a little Dover of it. That's the Ramos Akhra. Let's go to Sivvot. Prakmat yishalo b'dover oved shemo yimko yachsin me'akeren and keres adeh keren. So lo prakmat yish osur. But if you lose the keren, the principle, not just the rev up, it is permissible. It's called a dover oved. What will happen in a case where you're not sure? There's so many cases in the world, you're not sure. Will you lose the principle or will you not lose the principle? What's the din in that kind of a case? So this Mishnah Brewer discusses it in the perspective of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. You have a long amount of makom, I think. So the Mishnah Brewer's psak is as follows: that if it's going to be a case in which it's a chashash motzui, then it's mutter. But if it's a chashash she'eino motzui, it's a very rare. A small possibility that you're going to lose the money, then we are machmir. That's a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Interestingly, the Chokhmas Adam says no mutter. So the Torah is matter. And says, look in Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos. Yud Amud Beis. Give a look, please. Yud Amud Beis and Tosfos. Yud Amud Beis and Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'davar aved mutter, hirish v'davar shem loyim karena ata, shema loyim karena pam acheres yachta min akeren." Shema. So he says, "Shema. Maybe you lose the principle. That's sufficient to consider it davar aved." Look what he says further. "Avim lo yachta min akeren, elish lo yarviach kol kach, ein zechoshev davar aved." That's not considered to be in the category of Dover Ave. Just to make a profit, it's not called the Dover Ave. Fine. Now, the Chayotim suggests a compromise. A compromise. You already pointed out, Rabotai, a distinction between Malacha proper and Tchora. Malacha is Mochama, Tchora is Machloka, and Rishon is Hudeis and Mukayose. She makes the following distinction. For Malacha, we should be machmir in the Shabbos. Shema. For Skora, we can be Mekil. Remember, the Beis Yosef, he says, Asadit, suffix, and he based on his shot on the Rosh. The first Perek, Simen Chav Gimel. Perek Aleph, Simen Chav Gimel. Talk about Pragmatia. Right, and what's considered Dover Ovid, what's going to lose the Karen, etc. He talks about an interesting Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? Interesting. What happened in the Yerushalmi here? The Rush page, Lamed Aleph, second column on the top. Okay? Where it says, with a small little basis, Hadosh Shayarta, Shore Le Mizman Mina B'Moada, is the Ketan of a Shayara. Master, Rabbi Hodi Yerushalmi, in his dame b'moed dava she'eino matzoi mikri shaper dava ave konim bo she'yara shal tzorchim b'moed hevi u habe skoros u'mochim b'zol v'yim tzachar ha'moed ha'fashirat konim atzobi ha'skoros b'yoke konim mehen u'mochim lehen d'meniyat ha'revach u'hefzit keima d'dava she'eino matzoi hu. So here is such a rare opportunity, so it's Minyan Terevah to be considered to be a hefzit. So on this basis, the Beis Yosef read shot into this rush that in order to be considered an Easter, a hefzit, it has to be certain laws otherwise not. However, most poskim say the rush didn't mean that. What did he mean? Or what did the Rishalmi mean? So the Ramban says like this, Rabbosai. No. Miniyat HaRevach is never a Dover of it. Never. What's the Rishalmi talking about? Not the Pshat. You have an opportunity to buy something cheap and sell it at a higher price, and it's almost impossible to recreate this opportunity. No. Still not. What do you mean, Dover of it? It's a buy for your personal use. For your personal use, writes the Rambam. That's to be dover, it's coming out of your own pocket. It's a sale. Not a sale that you're going to do, you're a handler buying and selling. You need it for yourself, for your personal use. That's how the Rambam understood the pshat in this Yerushalmi. That's a whole different interpretation. It's page Kuf Ayin Alf, what I have to see on the Maram HaKadosh. The Rambam calls the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, they're the biggest maker of all. The Ravid is what is it for a living? He's an accountant. Every accountant will tell you, from his perspective, no difference. You don't, right? A penny saved is a penny earned. There's no difference in earned and saved. It's an accountant's language. So the Ravid is the same as if you lose money, it's of it. If you don't make profit, it's also of it. I said before, the Gemara, if I care, the Gemara, not your honest analysis, you can't go fishing, even though if you don't go now, you're going to lose the fish, whatever. A difference of the Ravid. That's a tircha or malacha. Don't quote the Ramban. Tircha malacha. Then they ask it. But for just schora, the amount of schora, I don't know if you're going to lose the principle, but also to make a profit. The Shach here in the Kotan Zion has a different interpretation. The Shach says, when the Medizin is quoted in the Mechaber Tevot, Shayor is Alcina's bow, and it's very rare, mutter wise is the Shach of Kotan Zion. It's considered to be a davar avik. A davar avik? That's what the rush means. That could be what the rush means. But you don't really need the, and the Mechaber calls the rush, you don't really need the base choice of chumra that you need a vada. You have these six of the sack of roll toss, and certainly the scorer, a suffering after is enough to be mass. Now I'm going to turn to the rush again in Perek Beis. Simon Gimel. Please, everyone, turn. Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. It's the bottom of the first column of page 62. Can I see the place? We're going to start from the Gam. Ma. The last word on the line is the gam. The next word on the line is the word ma. You see the word ma? That's 10 lines up in the bottom. Ma shapirish mizrashi. Zimhoya odo mukhkar o muskare talacher. Shiyahsu asim malacha. If you're a sharecropper or work with someone else, you'll have the malacha and avail it. Nearly kula gadola. That's not true. Tati lana and his pants and that stock alo yasim et sinibus of faith of shlosh yom rishonim. Ushim hefzid mamono ma'at. Sharina le lata malacha b'farhesya bitniya. How came there a leak? A pirish arrived now. Har recent v'chakiyah v'kablanah b'sada shel avil harei elu yasu u'b'shul shabal asadehu avil. That's the shot. Not that the oris is an avil. The balasad is an avil. For yimdu milavad l'shamra. They have a right to keep working. They make their own cut. They're working really for themselves. They get one third, let's say. So even though the boss is an avelis, they're working for themselves. But if the oris itself is an avelis of the rush, you may not work. Argues the rush. What's Takam Shana Rashi? Take a look in the carbon of Sanochet.
Shem hefsin la mora in me'at shalim leim lach adab. If I have ya, how can it be? So he said like this, quote, I got my meaning, Shem Ra'am, Shem lo yasu, yapsidu, not only to work for that day, gam skar ayom m'sha'achar evlo, and the skar kol ha'chodesh, v'zev vada ein lam la'amsid, for the kach yasu ha'tokim e'evlo ad'kan. But also, it's in a chiddush, that if a person loses his days, his earnings of that day or that week of Avelis, look, that's what you're supposed to do. If they don't, they're always losing your earnings. That's what they told, not to work. Of course you're going to lose your earnings. But after you get fired, you lose your job. So the post in Chol HaMoed, if a person said, boss, not coming in next week. So what's next week? Sukkot. Sukkot? My count is only... There's only prohibited work 2 days. What do you mean coming out and not coming in for 9 days? Well, my rabbi said, take it for 9 days. You're fired! My rabbi, to fire the rabbi. You're fired, Yimon. So the post can say, you're not required to lose your permanent job over this. What do you mean? Menias Areva. So you won't make money for the next 20 years. Don't Menias Areva. So the post can say, but if you have a job, you're losing a job. That's also called a half. That's not called Ovid. It's not called the Yitzhak. Even though the job is going to provide you with funds, but generally it's accepted by post. So here too, it's a Pshat HaRash. Avada, to lose your own money. You're fired. I want to come back next week. Forget it. I'm going to have to get another worker for this week. I'm going to keep him for the good week. He's a good worker. I'm going to keep him for the rest of the season. That's the cooler. You're not going to lose your whole parnasa for the whole season over this. That's the pasuk pshat l'chora in Rashi as explained by the Korban Asana. The oval should have found someone else to stand in for him. No, maybe he couldn't. That's what Rashi's saying. In that kind of case, if you can't find somebody else, you will be allowed to do it yourself. Take a look now in Sif Tez Zayin and Shulchan Aruch. Both everyone open up, it's a little bit complicated over here. Better if you look inside. Zif Tezayin. Ima Ovel Muskor Li Acher. Lo Yase Malacha Bimei Evlo. Finish. You can't do it. Ava De Acherim. Sorry. Oh, Zeo Mei HaRosh, says the parentheses. But the Rosh is saying that you can't do it because you can get someone else to do it. Because you do it yourself, it's a cooler gadola. That's the cooler gadola. The Rosh didn't accept to do it yourself. Remember the lesson of the Rosh? Let's read the Rosh. It's very important to read the Rosh one more time. Ashiyasa, who asa malava? Nearly cooler gadola. What did Ramah derive from the lesson of the Rosh? He himself to do it is a cooler gadola to reject. But if someone else do it for him, that we can accept. Right? That's a good diyuk, no? The Shach is an interesting diyuk, but it's wrong. The Shach in Yudayim argues on the diyuk of the Rambo. So he's wrong. So here's the question. It's hard to get through this properly. What's going on over here? Is he going to lose his job, or is he not going to lose his job? The Korban is not going to grab Shana Rashi. If he's going to lose his job, he should be able to do it himself if he can't get somebody else to do it. If there are most of somebody else to do it, and the extension might be, if there's nobody else, if there's no one else there to do it, then maybe you can even do it by yourself. If you're going to lose your job. And losing your job is considered to be in the category of davar ha'ove. LMI, you're not going to lose your job. If you're not going to lose your job, so what's the heter al yedei acherim? Let someone else do it. If you want, too bad. Let's say it's a dollar off for somebody else. He won't lose his job, but he'll lose his crap. As the Chazanishan version of it. If you have a shibu to that fellow, that's the chor what you have to say. So then what's the machlokes for Shach and the Ramah? The Shach and the Ramah, you die in the Ramah's room. Our Deacherim, sorry, Mashma, Asile, and the dollar off it means intrinsically it's not a dollar off it. So let me ask you a question. You're losing a job or not losing a job? So I have to ask you like this. If you're losing a job, that's the dover of it externally. Otherwise, you're not losing a job. So you're not losing a job
So why is there a chayr and shor? You have to say because the boss is going to lose or the chibut. That's because of shat in the Ramah, and the shach is it's wrong. So you're not going to lose your job. Not a double word for you. Double word for somebody else. Perhaps we're not making on this kind of a case. We're not making on this kind of a case. Right, the Machab himself is making on Sif Yudbeis. Right, the Ma'ovel is Oris. So then, Ayadah Cheirim is Mutter, because it's called the Melechas Balasada, the Rishak said over there in Sif Kotten, Yud Gimel. So maybe over here it's not called the Melechas Balasada. He doesn't show what he's doing over there, he's not working on his field. Again, it's not completely clear what the machlokas Ramah and the Shach is, how it relates to Tzayin back to Sif Yud Beis. Oh. But the real truth, if you look in Sif Yud Zayin, it comes out again, Hoyes the Melechas Achayim B'yodo, Afil the Bedavar Tolosh, Gomerik, Vukabay Mekablonos, Vukabay Mekablonos, Vukabay Mekablonos, Lo Yase. Again, don't do it. Why not? So the Mordechai writes in tough Samach Tes, you know why you shouldn't do it? You do it later. You do it a week later. After that it's over, you should do it. Now take a look. Open up to the Mordechai for a minute. Tough Samach Tes. Explain to you why you shouldn't do it. Why do it now? Do it a week later. So terrible. Things get postponed all the time. Lo Yaseh, the beginning of tough Samach Tes, right? Right? Don't do it today, do it next week. You know, the expression is, come back next week. You know, the expression in America, come back next week. Oh, come back next week. That's what it says. So the Dark Emotion says, it's called Zion. But if it's a Dover of Aid, if you won't do it this week, Mutter. Because it's Melechas Achayim. That's exactly the Pisket Shulach HaZash HaFayim, this Kula. What's the nature of this Kula? Of the Dark Emotion Zion. Based upon the Mordechai Tatzah. What's the nature of the Kula? Is the Pshat is Melechas Achayim, it's Mutter because it's a Dover, are we going to lose money? Well, no, because you're Meshubah to him, because you already agreed to work for him. So the Lashon of the Mordechai, so he says, Meshiyokal HaSol Tulach Yemeyevlo, is not so conclusive, really. The Dark Emotion is a little bit more conclusive. The Dark Emotion in Simon Shin Pei, Sifkotin Zion, when he quotes this Kula, let's look how he expresses himself. Dark Emotion says, for Mordechai, the Shavu Yochel Asuzai Lecha Me'evlo, Mashma, the Havi Dover Obud, Eloy Asena B'Me'evlo, Ose, Hoil V'Hu Shalachere. And the expression "Hoel v'ushal achayim" to me sounds a little bit like the Chazon Ish. Called it a pisket tshuva. What is it? You don't have to end this. To say "Zav Aved." He could be dolcha. I mean, that even the Chazon Ish and Zav Aved of somebody else is also considered Zav Aved. But sounding the second stuff, the nudin, that's some kind of a shibud, perhaps. It's not completely clear to me who's right. Now, notice over here. The Dark Emotion says, listen carefully. Who's doing it? Are you doing it? Is someone else doing it? So the process over here, he says he's doing it himself. That's what he says over here in the Dark Emotion. Sifkot Zayin. Over to the Shulchan Aruch. What did he say? You Sifkot Zayin. Hey, it's a theory. The Dark Emotion says you can do it yourself. And in the case that I go to Shulchan Aruch, he said, I say, Acherim. So the Amek Dover, Reishman, said, you know what? He changed his mind. He backed out. The Dark Emotion was more maker, you can do it yourself. And then to get to the Shulchan Aruch, he was more machmir, let somebody else do it. I want to see a different suggestion. Dark Emotion is machmir himself if there's no one else to do it. And here in Shulchan Aruch, he says someone else should do it, where someone else can do it. If it's not machlokas, and someone else can do it, not two different cases. The Shach again says that the Ramah talks over here, Dover HaAved. That's what he writes over here. The Mudover HaAved, Yasa de Acherim. In Sif Tazayin, he said, Av de Acherim Shari, he didn't use the word Dover HaAveid. Why? So the Pshah was, Pshah was there, it's a case where he's losing his hold. He's committed for months' work. Sif Tazayin. Av a Muskel Acher, the expression is used over here, Chodesh HaChodshayin. He says, months and months of a job depends upon it. This is Shach Yutes. Now, Kasim Shu Musa, the Kodesh of Kashayim, sorry. Mashenki and Haka. So Haka, and Sif Yudzai, we don't think no Kodesh of Kashayim, Sam, Lero, Kablonis, huh? Therefore, there's only a Kula if it is an intrinsic Dover Ha'ave. Why don't we say that it gets fired over here? So it could be the Pshat, it's the end of Dover, it's the Rishon days. In Sif Tezayim. Where he's a paid worker, being paid by the hour, he needs to be fired. You are fired! But that's an automatic cover of it. But in Sif Yudzayin, what happened? He gave him the cloth, said, go make me a suit. Okay? The guy, meanwhile, is sitting with the cloth, takes a week off for Avelis. He said, you're fired. You can't fire me. You can't fire me. I'm fireproof. Huh? I have a fireproof garment. I have the garment in my hand. You hire me to make a suit. I'll make my suit whenever I want to make a suit. You can't spin me massage just like that. That could be shot. If it's only Muslim, it's a double of it intrinsically. Now I'll say one more thing, and then we'll have to stop. We're not going to be able to finish this. We'll have to do a little bit more on Malacha tomorrow, and then we'll start the new Inyanim. The new, hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have the new Ma'amakomas. Anyone finish the Ma'amakomas? Yes. Raise your hand. Not everybody finished it. Okay. So, because there, we have left. Hopefully, we'll do shoot out tomorrow. I hope at the beginning of the day, if not, a little bit further in. Rabotai, there's a famous Gemara here, very famous Gemara, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Take a look. This is get an introduction to the Sugya. Mission tomorrow, we will try to complete it. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Towards the bottom. Interesting case over here, Rabotai, just in case. Marion Bere the Rav in the last five lines. Umar Bere the Rav, Acha Bere the Rav, Havalu Ahu Gamla the Torah Bahadi Adadi. They had a pair of oxen. That's the Parshat Shabbos called a Semet Bokar Ben Shneim. I mean, it's a pair of oxen. Nebuch Isser Ben Milsa Ben Mar Bere the Rav, Acha Bere the Rav. Came another who passed the gamla. He took his axe with him. Amar Ravashi, Gaber Rabba, Kamar Bei Ravacha, Oved Hachi. Nei, the pshed in Elo Chayish. You want to be a big tzaddik and not work your own action work. Adachayim Lo Chayish. Chutzliyah. We call that tzaddik of Yenim Cheshbon. You'll be a tzaddik and remove your axe from the pear. Now they can't schlep the hoe anymore. You can't do the work in the field anymore. But Tanya Lay was gone and Mukarna Sakhema Eliyasu. So it's Mutter. Sovar Odom Koshul Shine. What's the impression over here? That for a plain person it's Mutter, for Odom Koshul it's us. Look on the side of the Mishpat. What's obviously missing, conspicuously missing in the last Mishpat of the page? What's missing, Rabbi? I say what? Ramba. It's only Torah Shulchan Aruch. It's missing in the Ramba. Left it out. So let's, instead of rushing through, let's web stop over here. Mission tomorrow, we'll start to rush Simon Hay, discuss the riff and the Rambam in the Sugya, and then we'll try to complete this. And go back.
When the Shabbat says that, he says, die.
Right.